Community groups concerned about a toxic waste dump near Melbourne Airport have rejected studies commissioned by the Environment Protection Authority, which say there's no evidence of an increased rate of cancer in people living close to the dump. A survey commissioned by the protest group last year suggested people living near the dump site were just over four times more likely to develop cancer. Alison Caldwell reports.
Community action groups have been campaigning against the Tullamarine Hazardous Waste Landfill since it was opened in 1972. The dump is now closed, but local residents are convinced it's to blame for serious health problems, including cancer and low birth weights, in residents who have lived alongside it for decades. But last night at a community forum, the Environment Protection Authority presented a study by the Cancer Council, which found no evidence of an increased rate of cancer in residents living within a 4 kilometre radius of the landfill. Concerned residents at last night's meeting were unconvinced. Campaigner Harry Van Moorst says the Cancer Council's study was based on limited statistics.
Their database is seriously limited. For instance, they don't have involved in that any of the people who were diagnosed with cancer after they left the area. Now, cancer can take 20 years before it actually manifests itself.
Alan Free lived in the area for nearly 30 years with his wife and three children.
We had to, in the 60s, 70s and 80s, put up with the pollution from the dump, which was uncontrolled. We had to put cardboard on the toilet windows to stop the smells coming in. We all had swimming pools, we all had vegetable gardens and fruit trees. These were all covered with the dust from the dump. My wife eventually died of breast cancer. I've had full radical prostate cancer. I would like to still challenge the dump as the source.
Last night's meeting was the first of four community consultations conducted by the Environment Protection Authority. The EPA's chief executive is John Merritt.
The Cancer Council study found that there is no increased incidence of cancer amongst the residents living around this landfill than would be experienced by residents in the broader local area or in similar areas.
The local action group says that the cancer study was based on limited statistics, in that anyone who was diagnosed with cancer after they left the area wasn't included.
What was important in the conduct of this study is that it was designed and run by the Cancer Council. I don't think there's any doubt that what we're dealing with now does reflect inadequate consultation going back many, many years. And what we're dealing with now is a legacy not just of how that landfill was operated, but the respect with which that community was treated.
The EPA will monitor air quality at the site over the next 12 months. John Merritt again.
It represents a significant responsibility of the EPA to ensure ongoing that the owners of that landfill are held to account, to make sure that it is run to the best standard and that the community has all the information they need to be able to make up their own mind about whether they're safe.
The Environment Protection Authority's John Merritt ending Alison Caldwell's report.